Liquor Talk, brand new episode starts now. Welcome on, Oklahoma, to another edition of the Liquor Talk podcast. I'm your man, Victor. Happy 2024. I'm coming at you with two episodes this week because we didn't get a chance to get the new year started right, but we are here right now. And guess what? Kicking off the new year, I'm bringing back an old friend, but he has a new co-host. It's my buddy, Billy, from the 25 and Over Club podcast now in New York. How you doing today, Brian? Long time no see, man.
I know. It's been a while. And I feel like my podcast is like the Destiny's Child. Like, I always kick somebody out and get someone new. But, you know, now I feel like there's a clip where Beyonce said, I feel like the group is good now. Everybody could sing. In this instance, everybody could podcast now. And everybody knows what to do. So, thank you for having me. My co-host Renee is here. Shout out to Renee, Miss Proper.
Hi, well, I'm Renee, Billy's latest co-host, and hopefully I'll be here until the wheels fall off, you know. But like, yes, me and I started the show last in 2020. We started in 2023 or 2022?
2022, end of 2022.
End of 2022 in October. So this, we're going on a year and some change now. So it's been good, and we've been like, you know, getting along, yeah. And we've been friends. If anybody, if y'all ever watch our show before, if y'all know, we've been friends for like over 10 years. So us getting along is not hard, yeah. Like ever.
And then there's times where we don't get along on camera.
But that's friendship. That's not, it's not, we're never going to like not speak ever and ever again.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
See, that's real friendship and real chemistry right there. Mm-hmm. The fact that y'all can butt heads and still come back and love each other, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's real love and real friendship, and that's real camaraderie right there. You know,
there's an episode that came out recently where we literally had an argument and had to go straight and the argument is on camera.
Yeah.
But it's literally, all right, can we do the show now? And then boom. Yeah. And
we just got into character.
And act like nothing happened.
That is real teammate. That's real chemistry right there. You know what I'm saying? Because the vision is bigger than whatever bullshit is y'all going through.
Right.
For sure.
That's what I got from that. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? And if you can argue with somebody in 1 minute, but then when it's time, we turn it back on. Yeah. Hey, that's one person that it might
especially, be right. Right. Especially when the arguments are not based off nothing deep. It's like it'd be just us not agreeing on something, and then we just like be bad, snapping at each other. But it don't be nothing. We be calling each other to make feel like nothing ever happened, and we be fake trying to be mad. Like, why you calling my phone? Like,
yeah, I think, and like I had so many co-hosts because it's like one when you have a passion or something. This podcasting thing is not easy, so it's like it takes a lot of work and dedication and. A lot of people don't have that. They think you just could come to the mic, talk, and go. Mm-hmm. And like where our podcast is, it's no longer about that anymore. Mm-hmm. There's an audience. And I mean, right. I don't even think we have an audience. We have a community. So it's like when I went to Atlanta and getting recognized by people like, oh, I love your show. It's just like, what the hell? So I feel like, yes, as much as I started podcasting because I like talking shit, it was a matter of, oh, wow, like this is, I'm a part of people's everyday Tuesday, I have to continue this. And there's days where I don't want to continue. There's days where I'm just tired, and it's just like, you know what, you still have to do it. So it's bigger than us now.
Yeah, I definitely felt that. I definitely felt all of that. And honestly, that's kind of what kept me going with Liquor Talk, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember I went to a podcast conference in Philadelphia, Afros and Audios, but now they're gonna be in Baltimore this year for those of y'all referencing. Okay. They gave me some props and stuff, and then I'm walking up to people, they said, oh, we recognize you from the Liquor Talk. I'm like, oh shit.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm like, it hit home, and then and also meeting people in person you done recorded with, I'm like, wow, this really hit home. So I definitely feel you on that. And see, you're better than me with the co-hosting thing because I said after season two, I was just done with local co-hosts because people in Florida, they don't know how to be consistent. But what I found is people in other places, they will show up for your podcast compared to somebody right up the street from you. So the fact that you found somebody right up the street from you that to show up for your podcast and it's somebody you've been rocking with for a long time, that's a fucking blessing right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You are truly one in a million right now, because some days I'm like, do I want a co-host? Yeah, but I need a co-host to understand that if there's a week you miss, hey, there's a week you miss, because the show ain't going to stop because of you. I used to do that in the past, but we full steam ahead now.
Right.
Yeah. What's your biggest frustration about podcasting?
Oh, okay. My biggest frustration about podcasting is sometimes getting people on, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it do be getting people on, because sometimes the scheduling is just off, you know what I'm saying? And also, it'd be the random people hitting you up to be on the podcast, but you go to their page. I'm like, where's your podcast at? Do you have any creativity? Do you write a book?
A lot of times it'd be like, okay, so what are you trying to promote? Especially because we're at the stages where we're trying to get it out of the dirt. Like, we're really trying to build something. So I'm not saying we just want to, you know, pod with people that got something going on. But even if you really don't, like, you got to bring something to the platform, because I'm pretty sure you want eyes on you and we want eyes on us. It has to be a mutually beneficial situation. Mm-hmm. You just, sometimes we'll get guests and they'll just be here. It's just like, it's not the clubhouse. You came to talk about something, like, it's like they just want to watch us and entertain them.
We recently, sometimes we'll bring fans of the show. We'll bring fans on the show sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, as a thank you. But we had a fan. No, we just asked a few fans, like, oh, what do you want to see for us 2024? And they was like, forget the guests. Keep it solo episodes.
Or when they hit you with, the frustrating part is when they hit you with, I don't mean to cut you off. Can we get more than one a week?
Huh? Yeah, more than one episode a week. I was just thinking about it yesterday, because we record this week, so we record our episodes in bulk. We so 2 days out the month, we'll record the whole month. Like, even last year, we recorded 9 episodes and had 9 weeks off, right? So I find that to be helpful. But I was like, and then we also do Patreon, so I'm like, do I have it in my bones? Mm-hmm. If we're doing 52 episodes a week, to times that by 2, because we're doing Patreon, so now times that by 3, that's a lot of content I do not mentally have, because this podcast is not paying the bills, so I have to go to real work. It was just like, I don't have it in, like, as much as I would love to. When a deal comes and we sign the deal, I would love to.
I will be on that couch every day. But what? Then, no, not even. I'm lying. Don't hold me to that, because I ain't gonna be there every day. Because it's only so much you could talk about, and the audience, like, y'all gotta give us. We gonna come to you with these stories and this big enthusiastic personality that y'all like. Y'all gotta give us some time to let some shit happen in our life.
Yeah,
I can't say every day.
Yeah. I will find when we do twice a week episodes, it did help us grow, because I guess of how the charts work, and I don't know. I just don't have that much content in my mind to talk to people. Like, I don't even want to hear my favorite podcasters twice a week. I do for Patreon, but more than twice a week is like, I'm tired.
And especially because we don't really lean into the hot topics type of content. So it's really nothing for us to really, we'll pivot off of it sometimes. We'll use it and then pivot it into a topic. But then it'd be like, because we don't do like hot topics. So it's like, you can't get twice a week. Ain't nothing happen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I love our supporters.
Yeah, shout out to all the supporters. We love y'all. I definitely feel you on the 2 weeks, because I remember I did it towards the end of the seasons, and I'm like, you know what, this ain't. I'm not really seeing it push the needle, so I'm like, you know what, we're gonna ride with once a week, and y'all gonna be happy with that. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all gotta understand, life happens, and it's like, if y'all want me to just podcast every day, I mean, y'all might need to tell somebody to drop a check or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
I definitely feel you, because I'm like, I'm doing the independent thing, so I gotta go out here and I gotta go get it, you know. Totally feel that. So if somebody wanted to drop a check, or, you know what I'm saying, sign me to a deal or something, hey, we can go ahead and do it. I'll find some things to talk about if somebody wanted to do that. So I totally get that. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Look and Talk. Billy, tell the people about the 25 and Over Club, because I know it's been a while since you've been on. You know what I'm saying? We probably got some new subscribers. So briefly tell the people about what your podcast is all about.
So our podcast is about life after 25, and basically you get to come to the show and listen and hear us discuss our personal issues in life, and you get to relate to it because we want you to know that you're not alone. We're all trying to navigate this thing called life. We all have, you know, mental health issues. We all have insecurities. We all are trying to become better people. We're all trying to find love. We're all trying to figure, if you're in love, you're all trying to figure out this thing called relationships and dating. And you get to hear other people's stuff. And, you know, recently, I was just telling somebody, like, yo, I love my podcast. And they was like, why? I was like, because we had a guest on our show who gave us a great dick sucking technique. And I used it. So I'm like, wow, we're out here helping people.
We're helping
and I'm
people.
Helping myself. Like, so, and then we have our friend on the show, Wolf, comes on and he'll give us like his perspective. And it's just like you get to learn different things from different people. And okay, you're not alone. And the goal is, you know, for you to take a little bit and you could agree, disagree, but ultimately know that you're not by yourself in this world.
Right. We like to create a community to when we're talking to our, you know, our subscribers and our supporters. We want you to feel like you're sitting on the couch with a friend. So we'll talk about anything you feel like you can sit down and have a deep conversation about with your friends. And we'll just wrap that into like a comedic, we'll have a comedic banter so you can feel like, you know, because I don't like most shows, when I stop watching shows is when I feel like I can't really get into what you're saying because you're not really translating it to me in a way where it makes me feel like I'm sitting down with a friend. So that's where we think our niche is, where we talk about all the serious issues, but we'll make you feel like, hey, like we all ain't shit sometimes and you're not crazy. And, you know, we're just trying to figure out life after 25 together when it comes to like bills and dealing with your family, dealing with your friends and how to navigate relationships and your emotions and all of that. And we just have we'll be just shooting the shit about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel that. And I definitely love that about your platform, you know what I'm saying? And like I was telling your co-host Renee, I said, once it warms up, this year I'm definitely manifesting that it's going to happen, that I'm going to pop up in New York, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm
manifesting
it for the happy, you know what I'm saying? Once it warms up, I'm definitely going to have to pop up in New York or, you know what I'm saying? And make some shit happen, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I always tell everybody to come during the live show time. When is the live show? I don't know. Most likely summer. But I always tell everybody to come during the live show time.
You think the live show time? The live show time? Well, the last time we did the live show, did we do a lot of recording around live show time?
I feel like we bulk recorded, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. But come during live show time, because that's where everybody gets to come and... act crazy and I get to meet a lot of people and then, you know, come on, we could record.
Yeah, like I said, we'll definitely plan it out and I'll definitely let you put me under the hot seat, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely let you do that, you know.
So you watched the last episode, what did you think?
Man, I thought it was amazing. I thought y'all great, you know what I'm saying? I definitely pulled some things from it. And one of the topics I did pull from it, I will get to a little later.
Sure.
Continue with this. When I know we're 10 or 11 days into 2024, and I know 2024 has already started with the mess, but hey, what are we looking for the next 50 something weeks that's left in 2024? What are we looking forward to?
Well, 2024 is my look back year. I feel like 2023. People always say, like, oh, nigga, we get a new me. For me, 2023, I went through a little life change. And then something about when you turn over 30, it's just like you reevaluate your life. So this is going to be my look back year. And I'm going to use this next couple of months to be uncomfortable so I could be comfortable the rest of the year. So I look forward to the podcast growing. I'm looking forward. I was going to say looking forward to build my audience, but I don't want an audience. I want a community. A community of supporters is way better than the audience. The audience could be anybody. My supporters is the one that motivates me and push me. And I just want to make sure I'm giving them great content on time every week. I want to make sure they have an hour out their day every Tuesday where they can forget about their problems. I also want to work with big podcast shows, and I just want to go out there and network more. And I'm just trying to reach my goals and hold myself accountable. I spoke about on my show where I create like a little report card for myself every quarter to where I'm going to give myself a life audit where I'm at financially. Did I reach my financial goals? Did I reach my mental health goals? Did I meet my personal development goals, podcast goals? And at the end of the year, I could give myself a grading instead of being hard on myself, like, I'm not living the life I want to live. Mm-hmm. But as long as I keep a track of saying, hey, this is where I could do better. And mm-hmm. I can see, okay, I got a C in this section last quarter. Let mm-hmm. me do better. I'm just trying to get a B plus, honestly. I don't need to be an A. I'm a regular, I want an A, but I'm okay with a B plus.
But they feel okay. I agree with like 100% of the things you said as far as the podcast goes, you know, growing the community. And of course, like, I think we're at the point where our content is good. I fell into a trap last year of not taking my own advice, because I'm big on the comparison is a thief of joy, not looking left or right and looking what everybody else is doing. And I'm not that person, but when it comes to the show, I was like, it's something about doing something publicly that makes you look outside of yourself and be like, all right, it's like, why are we not here? Why are we not there? So I'm not going to focus on those things anymore and just, you know, continue to celebrate what we got going on and know that on the outside, I would say we're doing great. And I even tell Billy, we're doing great. Don't worry about it. But in my mind, sometimes I'd be like, damn, I feel him, but I can't let him know I feel that way because I got to be the one that's telling him. It's great. We can't both be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm gonna really. I'm not gonna slip up like that, because that's not me to look outside of myself. And definitely, you know, getting to the bag. You know, looking forward to like sponsorships and deals and reaching, because I think we put a smile on a lot of people's faces, and we just want to help some more motherfuckers. Come on over and smile with us. Mm-hmm. We have a time. Thanks.
Yes, I definitely felt all of that. And I'll feel you on the grading yourself, but I'm gonna take my grade a little lower. I say I'm gonna be at a C plus, because at the end of the day, you can get by with C's. And also, one thing you learned about life that your parents probably should have taught you is the motherfuckers that made C's and C minuses. They run the world. They get into the bag and stuff.
I heard that before. That people with C's, they're the ones, they're creative. Like, they're the ones out there really changing the world. And the A's and the B's are the ones that work for people that
Yeah, the A's and the B's aren't really using them creative brain powers. You know what I'm saying? It's the ones with the C's that they know how to make, because them people, they probably turned the F into a C in less than 2 or 3 weeks. They found ways to turn that F into a C. And I've been there, you know what I'm saying?
People that are that middle ground, they leave some room for creativity. Even though they're smart, they use it. They use the rest of their brain power to really know how to turn some shit into something. And then they just be hiring the people that got the A's to help them run their business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since you got your degree and you know every fucking thing, come work for me.
Exactly. And nothing I felt Billy when I said that lick back here, but listen, I'm only getting lick backs for myself. I'm not looking to get revenge on people, because you know what? Mm-hmm. You'd be a cold-hearted motherfucker. And in a way, you're giving somebody else the mental edge over you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You let that
the lick back is for me. It's for me. I'm getting the lick back for 2023.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting the lick back. I'm with you on that, getting that lick back for me too. I'm with myself. I'm just saying, hello? I don't want revenge on others, because people be like, I'm gonna get that lick back on somebody. It's personal. I'm gonna get them back. No, fuck that. Let them live on. Life don't get them back. You know what I'm saying? Right, for all the motherfuckers that did you wrong, you can't get all of them back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because a lot of people don't like to admit that the person that disappointed them the most in the past was themselves. It's easier to be like, that person did that to me. But sometimes we got to look ourselves in the mirror. So when he said, get a lick back on myself, that's how I translate it. It's like, you know what? Those things that happened to you, or those things that made you not make you the best you wanted to be, was you. You were the only person. You didn't want it hard enough. Like me, you didn't want to point at myself. Like, you didn't want it hard enough. You found excuses not to do it. And if you continue to just look at the man in the mirror, like Michael Jackson said, you would get a lot of more things done.
Yeah, and you also, you got to take accountability, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, you got to look back at yourself, like, you allowed yourself to get comfortable with these idiots, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You allowed yourself to get comfortable with, like, stupid people, you know what I'm saying? You allowed yourself to do business with people that didn't have your best interests at heart. And also, I told myself, I'm going to find a way to win mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, and romantically. I said, one of these, I'm going to win in all them areas.
Right, one way or another.
Even though there's some areas I have self-doubt, I'm just going to tell that person to shut up. Keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to keep the good vibes. Because if you start thinking it, it's going to start happening. But you can't dwell on it if it ain't working out right. So it's like I told myself, we're going to find ways to win. And we're going to find ways to continue to build this platform. Because I'm like you, I kind of want a community now of people I can call on, like, hey, I might need this. And they're like, yeah, we got you, you know what I'm saying? Because the audience, they just show up. They just show
watch,
up.
They watch, laugh, and leave.
Yeah, and just watch and laugh and not contribute a damn thing. They not contributing nothing, you know what I'm saying? I need some leaders, and I need some dogs, because some dogs are going to go get it, you know what I'm saying? Right, they're going to be like, bro, what you need? Let's go get it. And I'm looking forward to doing more live shows in the studio. My buddy got access to a studio, so if y'all ever decide to fly down to Florida, y'all let me know, and I'll definitely get us some studio time, you know what I'm saying?
What part of Florida are you from?
I'm in Tampa, but the studio is in Orlando. So yeah, if y'all ever decide y'all want to go to Disney World, Universal Studios, or, you know,
I like Tampa. I like Orlando and Tampa.
Yeah,
Central Florida is the two best, because Miami's just way expensive, and
it's very overrated.
Got a lot of shit
very overrated, and super.
We still love those things in Florida, but you know,
yeah.
You know, I always say I'm tired of Miami, but this something in me every 2 years, I'd be like, I miss Miami.
I always tell people, nobody go Miami shame me. You know, a lot of people say, y'all love going to Florida. So what? Y'all not going Miami shame me. I like Miami. It feels It feels like you're in the Caribbean, but you're still in America. Leave me alone. I like I like Florida. I'm Jamaican, so you know, I'm a Fort Lauderdale. So it feels like I'm close to home. Like they grow some of the same fruits we grow in Jamaica. So I was like, I'm home. I don't have to go to immigration, but I'm home.
We just spoke about how we love, like how loving the podcast, you learn something. And something you said was that, you know, you're going to win spiritually, mentally, physically. And that's a word right there. Like, that motivated me. Like, that's a word of affirmation. I'm going to win spiritually, physically, mentally this year. And I think people just need to get that into themselves.
Like, you got to want it. Like, you didn't get it. And a lot of times when stuff don't happen, I always have to say, you didn't get it because you didn't want it. And even if you pushed as hard as you could and still didn't get it, you would have been closer to it than you would have been if you had even pushed a little harder. Like, you didn't want it. And I was just like, Renee, you didn't get that. You're just like, I have my own personal business I got going on. And it's kind of like at a plateau, and I could blame everything else. Like, people didn't come, or the economy's fucked up. Nah, you didn't go get it. You didn't promote the way you were supposed to. You didn't post. You didn't do this. I didn't do those things, and that's why everything kind of settled in a way.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I understand taking personal accountability, but listen, we beat yourself up for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, but at the end of the day, you got to get yourself back up, you know what I'm saying? Because you're further along than you were compared to somebody that just gave up. Because I know plenty of people, as soon as shit go left, they throw their hands in there and they're just like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, and also you got to allow your vision and whatever it is to keep driving you. Because the podcast is what gets me up out of bed some mornings, because there'll be sometimes I really don't feel like going to the job, but I'm like, look, I got to make this shit happen because we don't want fun to look and talk right now.
Right.
That's what keeps you going. You got to find that one thing, whether it's something in your vision, whether it's your business, whether it's your podcast, whether it's your music, whatever it is you're doing, you got to find that thing and let it drive you home, because there's going to be some rough moments in 2024. There were some in 2023, 2022, 21, 20. And guess what? We still here, ain't we? We ain't dead and we ain't in jail. So obviously we're still here. So you got to look at how far you done came. So I need people that no matter what bullshit comes in 2024, we're going to win regardless. And those who thought we were defeated, well, guess what? You're going to miss out on this stock, you know what I'm saying? Because, Because I know a lot of people right now, they're regretting the opportunity to buy a stock in Amazon or Apple or Nike, or because those stocks were low at some point during the 90s, you know what I'm saying, back when we were babies and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because if I would have knew these stocks would go up, I would have been buying the stocks as a damn baby.
I swear to God. All of these Apple, Amazon, everything, everybody was like, ain't nobody buying no book. Like, who would have thought Amazon? People used to just buy books, or you could buy and sell books. That's what it started as. And look at it now.
So that's what I'm saying. Y'all gotta look at it. And people that don't buy into you now, guess what? Well, fuck them. And the ones that do, you make it worth their goddamn time.
I had somebody recently, they have a podcast, and of course, you know, their podcast is not like ours. Sometimes I have to get cocky with it because I worked hard, and you know, their podcast is not like ours, and you know, they get a little bit of views or whatever. But you know, I'm on this thing of anything I do, when I podcast this shit, I want to have fun. I'm not going to be too much in my head, and everything I do with podcasting has to be a purpose. So last year, I didn't do many collabs. I didn't go on many podcast shows. So I was like, this year, I'm going to do that. I did it. And I asked him. I said, hey, can me and my co-host come on your show? And, you know, we're just trying to get ourselves out there. His response to me was, I'm booked and busy. Nigga, where? You don't even have the following.
Bruh, it was a response. Like, I don't mind the no's or the not right now's. It's like, it's the way you package, the way you talk to you, the way you respond to people, especially because we had you on our shit. You feel me? And then, like, I didn't like that.
Yeah. I got a good one for y'all, because I invited someone to come on Look and Talk, right? And this was right before the New Year's over. I said, hey, do you have any availability to come on a podcast? This person responds a week later with a whole ass paragraph like, listen, I need a week's notice. I need this. I need that. I'm a single mom. I need this. I need that. I need to know what we're talking about so we're prepared for it. Well, first of all, you, who is you? And I look at your follow and I'm like, who is you? I got more followers than you. Why are you coming at me like this? And I hate when certain podcasters don't jump on the opportunity to go be on someone else's podcast. Like, you need to fucking humble yourself here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm giving you the opportunity, and you, it's like, if you want to say, no, I'm busy, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's no problem. You know what I'm saying? But the way you said it, it's like, God damn.
Yeah.
Some people make it difficult just to get on there, bring them on. I'm like, yo. You should be ready to go.
This person gets 50 downloads in a week. Or not even a week, in a month, and I'm getting 50 downloads in an hour. I wanted to tell him, like, we're not the same, okay? Like, we're not the same.
You know what? I wanted to kindly respond to that lady that did that. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take the high road. I'm just going to leave you on red and call
it. Yeah, yeah, like, right.
Yeah.
You know what? Because you missed out on your opportunity because you want to be all stuck up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call it what it is because... You know what I'm saying? Us black community, we got to support each other because all other races of people, they support each other like it's nothing. Us, we just said we got to make a damn
conversation. Oh, my God.
That's what we need to do, black people, in 2024.
And where we get where we need to go and where we're going to go, they're going to see that and be like, they're going to tell everybody who would listen, oh, he invited me on a show one time and I wasn't able. Don't you're gonna be able to say that one day. I promise you, you're gonna be like, oh, you were on our pod. You're gonna be in the comments, you're gonna be in the views trying to, and we're gonna be like, what's their name?
I'm taking that episode down.
Or I'm like, and I'm gonna tell people straight up, look, if you haven't hollered at me since what season four, don't even bother. I'm gonna give you to season four, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you know. Because I've had a lot of people return on since season two, season three. I've had a lot of people return, but we didn't drop a lot of seasons. So if I haven't heard from you since season four, or if I invited you on, I got another one that told me, oh, we're busy with families and stuff, so we can't say, listen, if someone invites you on to a season premiere or a season finale, them the episodes you really need to go the hardest to make sure you're a part of, you know what I'm saying? But you remember the ones, but you don't punish them, you just move on.
Well, it's just a simple communication. Like, I think some podcasters are delusional in their world of thinking like they're this person. And it's just like, no, we're all just trying to make it and get it. So, and you know what? You have every reason to feel that way, but just also be humble. Like someone just asked me yesterday, like, hey, can you do my show? And I'm like, honestly, would love to. I will do it. Mm-hmm. Give me dates in February so I can plan my life around it. This way, right. You know, no one's saying that you have to do it tomorrow. Just they gave you a proposition. You could take it, but set your boundaries. Hey, I could record in February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, let's do it. Some people that make something out of too much, you know what I'm saying? Now yeah. We got to get on the podcast and talk about it because, you know what, you don't want to be professional.
Right.
Us to, hey, and properly communicate. Don't hit us because we all got lives. I get it. We all got lives. But you know what? You know what the difference to you and other people is? The other people who got lives, they ready to go. Because I've been dealt with plenty of single moms. They like, hey, just give me a date and we're ready to go. We all got shit in our lives. We just need some dates and we plan it out. So for
2 weeks, I got an email.
You know, we got to make this shit happen.
I got an email due at 10 o'clock. I'm right here. You make it happen.
Sometimes I have to wonder, like, they don't remember when they first started and it was reaching out and people showed them love and you know, and gave them, you know, a platform to come on their shows, whether big or small. And it's like, they forget all of that. And I'm like, I'm not going to say never, but like, I hope it never gets that way or we never get that way. You know, neither one of us get to the point where, of course, stuff happens or whatever, but trust me, like if there's an opportunity for us to do something, like, well, we did horrible decisions. We're a small, like, we're a micro podcast compared to theirs. Like, they are pioneers in, you know, the podcast space when it comes to talking about relationships and sex stuff, like real goats to it. And they opened up their platform to us. I know people smaller than them charging. Mm-hmm. They didn't charge us and they showed us mad love and we grew a significant amount of subscribers off of that podcast. And then what she did after that still came on our show and mm-hmm. sat with us. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if they can do that, if they can do that and Weezy can do that, none of y'all can't tell me nothing.
Yeah. And I say the same thing. Like, I done had so many different podcasters come through. It don't matter what part of the country it is. It's like, so to the ones that want to be stuck up, it's like, it's just no excuse for that, you know? And lastly, about 2024, I hope people leave telling all your goddamn business to the world. And I hope that stay behind. Because I be listening to some people, I'm like, you done told on yourself, you know what I'm saying? So, not all
hey,
else.
Hey, just at me next time.
That wasn't directed at you. It was directed at these motherfuckers that break up with somebody. But yeah. But telling social media, oh yeah, we fucked on New Year's. I'm like, so what?
Yeah, yeah, that is different. At least when I tell my business, I tell people, hey, I have a job to do. But yeah, I hate when people go to Facebook, oh, can you believe he did this to me? And somebody got mad that their son was misbehaving in school, so they put him on punishment. And then now the baby father was upset, and now they are. Why do I know all that information right now and able to tell you? Because I read it on Facebook. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. People be telling everything, like, look, I'm here for your W's. There's some L's you need to talk to in private. And if you my homie and we close, you just need to slide in my DMs and let's talk.
Right.
Bro, yeah. We need to have a drink or something. Or can I have a drink with you? We need to talk. Slide my DMs. Please don't embarrass yourself on social media.
Yeah.
At all.
But yeah, people just be wanting people be wanting views and attention, child. A lot of that stuff be for
shits and giggles.
Yes. Speaking of views and giggles, you know, now I know y'all saw this Cat Williams interview, and it's like, mm-hmm. well, people don't realize that was just a publicity stunt. That's all I'm gonna say about it. Shout out to Cat Williams, he's the real mm-hmm. deal, you know what I'm saying? Shout mm-hmm. to him. But my question I got from this was, and which I'm gonna spend this little topic is, when is it okay to empty the clip and just air out your grievances to everybody? At what point is it just okay to empty the clip and just out all these motherfuckers?
Honestly, I feel like what Cat Williams did is brilliant. He's a true Virgo. I'm a Virgo. And, well, that's something I would do if I'm in a place like Cat Williams, if I'm confident and I know people's BSing. I feel like I can't do anything wrong. Me, typically, when I do get into argument with people, I don't go airing out your business, but I might say, that's why your man cheated on you. Now, I know once I say that, there's no way we could ever be friends ever again. And I know that the door is closed. But that's the most I'm going to get. But I don't really tell nobody's business. I don't think it's really good to air your friend's personal business if you truly value them. Unless it's pillow talk with your partner. You feel me? I think that's the only person, you know, you should be having pillow talk. That's my favorite type of intimacy, because then your partner's like, you were, and then what happened? So such and such, so this person and that so how did this happen? And then that's where my storytelling come on point, because now I got to entertain you by telling you a great-ass story. Boom.
I felt that. You know, I definitely agree. Definitely need the pillow talk, you know what I'm saying? That's when you're supposed to empty the clip, you know what I'm saying? But if you push me to a point where I don't give a fuck about you, I'm just going to move on about my business. But if I'm ever doing something, but that's a great PR move by Cat Williams, and I might have to steal that for myself if I get that mad, because people know me to be chill and genuine. But if I go to that dark side and just empty the clip, just know you fucked up.
I've been a fan, like a real like fan. I've seen him live twice. Like I am if he only got one fan, it's me. I love Cat Williams down like real bad, and he's always been like this. Like even though sometimes he lays low and stay out of the media, the moment someone asks him a question, he's gonna tell you exactly what's on his mind. This was a great opportunity. I heard he sold 5 million tickets on his tour already. Like, oh my god, and I'm about to be 5 million and one. Like, I'm going, but I'm not that way, because as soon as something bothers me, I say it. The cup never gets full for me. The cup ain't never runneth over here. Soon as the little in the cup, I spill it over. But that's me. But I know there's not a lot of people that communicate that way. Some people they let their cup full and they take. And when they can't take no more, they just explode. In his situation, I don't really feel like he exploded. He just aired out some shit that he just always wanted to say. He said these things before, but like, I there's something to commend there. He sat there so fearlessly, so calm, and just said everything on his mind. Like a lot of people wish they could really do that. He wasn't frustrated. He wasn't screaming. He was like, and they get a light-skinned, funny-faced wife that never does interviews. Like,
he was just so calm and so cool with it, just sipped on the drink. He was so smooth with it. I'm like, that's goals right there. When you're calm and so smooth with it, like, I'm like, that's goals right there, because you gotta be at a level of, I just don't give a fuck. I'm a
air
your ass out.
You know what's the best part? He's not, ever since the interview, he's not addressed anything. He ain't posted shit. He ain't did a second interview. Nothing. He ain't talking to nobody else. I put it all on the table and y'all can do whatever y'all want with it.
The only thing I saw him post was him hitting that run, him going to the gym and hitting that 4-4. I said, that's it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
I saw that. You know what I'm saying? But that's my personal. Yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, don't empty the clip unless you're just ready to be either done with the person
or
you're at a stage in your life where you just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And you're ready to tell, and you're gonna tell the truth. Like you're gonna he sat there and he told his. I mean, people are coming out saying this and that, but like he's told things from his perspective. A lot of stuff he said, you know, lined up. The whole reading 3,000 books and going to college when he was 7. I'm gonna have to fact check that. But anything else, I'm riding. We ride it down.
Yeah, I feel like you could air the clip out as long as it's true. If it's lies, that's
slander. Yeah, when it comes to like slander, you just want to say some shit or destroy people's lives. Like none of the stuff he said is gonna ruin anybody's life. And none of the stuff he says is gonna take no money out of Kevin Hart pocket, Ricky Smiley pocket. It's not hurting anybody. As soon as you have a grievance with somebody, even if you have to make it build up, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna look at you sideways. And after a while, I think people should let out their frustration. I think that's the lesson I learned. Like, don't bottle anything up. The moment you feel, whether it's love, if you want to keep fucking with that person, or you just feel like you're done, you need to say what you got to say. Don't just ghost and just the person don't know what the hell happened. Like, people need to start normalizing, telling people, you know what? You did this thing. I didn't fuck with it. I think I'm cool on you, and we don't got to be cool no more. Or if we really love each other, be like, listen, I love you as a brother. I love you as a sister, my man, my mom, my dad, whatever. That thing you pulled in the kitchen, I should have fucked your ass up. But I let you walk away and get yourself together. That's I love quoting movies. It helps me bring my point over. But it's like, you've also listen, don't do that shit again. and we'll be cool. That shit you pull, you got to dead that shit right there so we could move on with our life.
Yep.
Yeah, I definitely feel so. I guess another thing I'm getting out of this is also for my people that are ending relationships, you got to give them some kind of closure, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to do what works for you, because I remember one ex is like, my closure was driving past the ex on the interstate, you know what I'm saying? That's all the closure I needed, you know what I'm saying? Look, because you fuck up with me that bad, and I can just peacefully drive past your exit, that's all the closure I need. I look at the ex like, I'm done with this damn girl, you know what I'm saying? But it
I'm
is
nosy.
It is.
Why y'all broke up?
We broke up because she just wasn't into me, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and sometimes I saw it coming based on the first argument we had, and I'm like, you're not even giving me the grace to try to make this right, or you know what I'm saying? And if I messed up, and also I learned something about myself. At the time I was a little too passive and not speaking my mind. This time I'm at a point now, like, look, I'm gonna make it without you. So I'm gonna speak in my mind, because there's plenty more of you than there are of me right now. So and sometimes you just gotta get in your bag and realize, hey, you are the catch. And once you realize you're the shit, that's when empty the clip comes a lot easier, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
But ladies and gentlemen, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree too.
That's what, ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. This is the podcast that sounds a whole lot better when you have some drink, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my ones who are pouring up, that's been pouring up, whether you're pouring up with us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or YouTube, wherever you get it, shout out to everybody. All right, now this one I pulled from y'all show. What is some worst dating advice y'all ever got? Because I feel like we've all gotten trash dating advice, and I feel like a lot of people on social media, they be putting out bullshit-ass dating advice so much, and I'd be like, are you serious? Like, I'd be listening to some of y'all advice, I'm like, no. And then I see some seminars I go to, I'm like, y'all talk about all this, but your life doesn't say that. So what is some worst dating advice y'all have ever gotten, or relationship advice y'all gotten?
You want to go first, Lily?
Sure. I think the worst dating advice I ever gotten was, be an asshole, be a jerk. They like when you're an asshole. They like when you're a jerk. Or they want me to portray to be something I'm not. Like, me genuinely, like, dating it or in a relationship, Billy, is really soft and, you know, really in love and my man every day, every other week, whether it's with someone new, right? But that's just me. I'm just a very loving, caring, genuine person. So when I have friends that I'd be like, no, you got to be an asshole. Don't answer them for 3 days. Don't do this. Don't do that. Do that. I mean, I understand, like, people take advantage of the nice guy, but it's not in me to be something that, now I know how to be an asshole, but you have to give me a reason to be an asshole. But just to be an asshole just so you could chase me, no, that's not me. So that's the worst advice I got. Be an asshole, be a jerk, people like that.
I definitely felt that. Go ahead, Renee.
Bob, the worst dating advice I ever got was when I was talking, like, that was like when I was in college and I was dating this guy, and he was like, I guess he was away in college as well. And, like, you know, I was like, you know, I think he's talking to somebody. I went up to his school to visit him or whatever. And I guess you could tell that there was tension between him and this particular person. I found out, like, a few months later that they did was messing around, but they had broken up. And my friend, the advice I got, she was like, well, go up to his school and sleep with one of his teammates. I'm like, are you okay in the head? I'm like, are you bad?
I don't take bad advice, but I love giving it. That's some advice I would give. Fuck his friends.
Listen, sometimes I feel that, because sometimes you scroll on social media and you be seeing motherfuckers all booed up and shit. I'll be like, you know what? Don't come to me for advice, because I'm going to break your ass up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel it, but then sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I do feel like, you know what? If you really love him, you'll fight for him, but that's another story. The worst dating advice I got was actually in college too. Like, I remember dating a narcissistic ass girl who's just making shit miserable, you know what I'm saying? Who's just an asshole. And one of my female friends who taught me a lot about women, she was like, stick around with her. Just try to stick around with her just to see if you can fuck. I'm like, ain't no nut worth it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not
and
worth
that's
it.
When a lesson to myself was, no matter how good advice it comes from, no matter how good the person is, sometimes they do give you bad advice, and sometimes you gotta say fuck that advice and move the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? Because
something we said on the show
was this girl, and it's just. I was like, okay, I can't take this no more. I'm not dealing with some narcissistic ass girl who act like it'll kill her to do anything because she saw her what her mom did. And
right.
And on top of that, she was from England. She was so she had a British accent. I could tell she hung around to me. Like she really, I wanted to kick her ass out of my car so bad one day. We drive past, now I'm a FAMU alum. Now I drive past FAMU. She really says, I wonder if there's any white people on campus. I wanted to kick her ass out of my car so bad. But I said,
get out.
Girl, get out. I'd have been like, go ahead and find out.
Go ahead. Go ahead and walk up
in
there.
Right.
Yeah, you know damn well it's very few. You know what I'm saying? This is a HBCU.
And you did like, and you said that to be funny. Like,
maybe she didn't know. She should have known. She should know.
Yeah,
the fact that she made that comment is because she knew. I wonder if there's any white people in. Nobody ever pulls up to Harvard and says that.
No one ever pulls up to Harvard or MIT like, what are black people at? People like, what
right. Right. No, but I always said, not always, but I just said this on the show, and it really like, another reason why I love podcasting, because it's something that I learned. But, yeah, like when you gotta be, we said consider the source. Like, who's the advice coming from? Like, I have friends that be like, "Oh, make him pay for this, make him pay for that." And it's like, while you looking for a man to be your financial security, I'm just looking for love and intimacy. So our values, desires, and priorities are completely different. That's your life. This is mine. I just want intimacy and romance, and I just want to have fun with it.
It's just like you said, consider the source. It'd be people with the worst lives that have the most things to say. But it's like, they're not applying none of these things they say to their own life. Or I'll be like, you trying to fuck my shit up like yours? Or
yeah, like
you projecting? Because I'm confused.
Consider the source.
Yeah, now you got to consider the source, and you got to understand how they're coming at you. If they're coming at you from a place of you the homie and I got love for you, listen. But if you could tell, sometimes you could tell within that advice, where it's somebody like, okay, I got your back, and I'm telling you this because I got your back. Or you can also tell somebody that wants you to be miserable like them, you know what I'm saying? So you can tell when it is. And also, that being said, single people can't give good advice. So for all you relationship gurus and stuff that be like, oh, don't listen to a single person's advice. So look at him, why he's single, but he's talking about this. Don't, if I say something you don't agree with, move the fuck on. Don't try to condemn me because I'm single. Well, like, we haven't been through some shit, you know.
Like we don't have life. Like, just like they'll talk about parenthood and stuff. Or if you don't have no kids, you can't talk about being a parent. Like, I know about human behavior. And, you know, a lot of us has a little common sense. We know that you don't spank a two-year-old. That's a baby. Like, it's little bit things. Like, what you know? I know it's a baby. Like, I know you don't hit
like. Now listen, I felt that from the financial standpoint, because I had somebody to me like, man, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. How you doing this, but you ain't got no kids, you should be making all the money. Do you not see how the government just said be fucking us with no like be fucking us with no Vaseline? I'm like, God, come on now. Y'all don't see, y'all get all the damn tax breaks. Do you not see how the government be just completely just
pulling our asses? We're the ones holding the economy together. We're doing our part. Mm-hmm. We don't have no children. We doing this for y'all. Some of us have to be sacrificial lambs out here. When Uncle Sam see my little paycheck, he said, come here, bring that ass over here.
Yeah, Uncle Sam be like, man, which is why I've had to look into going independent, because I'm like, I'm looking at my check, I'm like, Uncle Sam, what the hell, man? Yeah. I'm like, damn, I know I ain't got kids, but God damn.
That's the Uncle Sam is not my
hair, y'all grandparents.
Uncle Sam is not my uncle, because my uncle won't break me like that. Mm-mm. He is not my uncle.
Right. So it's like, just like a relationship advice. I would not, like, I'm not taking legal advice from a doctor, and I'm not taking medical advice from a lawyer. A lot of people, yes, but single people do have good advice when it comes to, like, but I really don't, like marriage. I'm not taking marriage advice or a potential marriage advice from a single person, especially if they have, like, a track record of, like think about one of your boys, like, your homies. Like, he really be outside for real. And you meet a girl that you really like, and you see her as a woman that you could really like see you see a future with this girl, and you're taking advice from your friend that like don't want to settle down no time soon. I think that's diabolical.
That is diabolical. that is definitely diabolical. And also, but sometimes that source might give you some wisdom when you least expect it, though. And you just, it has to be up to you to decipher that, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we'll just write it off, because I know I've done this. Like, I look at some person giving me advice, I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so. I'm not really taking it seriously. But then years later, I realize, damn, this person was right.
But that's what I'm saying. I'll take it. I'm not saying I'm a disregard. We shouldn't disregard what they say, but we'll take it with a little grain of salt and see, you know, check the temperature of the situation and be like, look, like so and so and so. And then they'd be when they go off the wall with it, like, fuck that bitch. Come outside with us. Like, dude, I'm asking you advice to how to make this shit work. I say I want to break up with the bitch. I want to make it work.
And I think people need to clarify that. Do you want? I think that us single people, we need to start asking that. Do you want to break up with the person, or do you want to make it work? I think that's what we need to start doing.
We could go two ways with it. If you want to learn how to, if you want to exit, this is what you want to do. Do you see yourself, before we even go into this diatribe, go out and have drinks and spend $300 at the bar talking about this bitch, I need to know if you finna stay with her. Because if not, I'm not ordering this many drinks. Like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I'm gonna start sending tabs.
Yeah, like what
when I finally let you go back with
you
them,
wanna work I'm it out?
Well, yeah, I need to know before I know somebody there. that they be giving me a long list of things that this person can't do right, can't do this, can't do that right. Mm-hmm. But I look up, they still together. I said, okay. All right,
yeah. No, but after a while, I'm that friend. Like after like the fourth or fifth time you come to me, I'm gonna be like, all right, don't want to hear about it no more.
Listen, I'm gonna listen to you, right? Because
but not hear it over and over. No.
But not hear it. Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna listen to it, but I'm not gonna give the really deep advice. I might just be like, okay, whatever you want to do is fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna support you either way. No, in the back of my head, I'm like, you still with this motherfucker? Didn't this motherfucker not show you who he or she really is?
Yeah, but let me tell you why I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it because I already got my own stuff going on, and then. For me to have a little bit of spare time on my hand, and then you're reiterating the same stuff to me from the same person. Oh no, I don't need that draining me, because I done worked the whole day of work, and then I done podcasts, and then I'm out with my boo, and then I'm living life, and then I got my own struggles, and you want to bring your job to me? Get a new story. This story is not funny.
My thing is like with friends, but you know, you got to be there for your friends. Like I want you, like you said, like that's good that you, what you just said. Like, let me know what you want from me. You want advice how to work through your relationship, and she tell me some pros and cons. But if every time we link up, you're just telling me con. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I supposed to do with this information? Like, I'm gonna think you want to break up.
And also, and if I say something you don't want to hear, don't you dare come at my character. Don't you dare try to come at me like, oh, where your relationship at? I need somebody. What's your relationship? Why are you still single? And I don't need you to come at me like that, because I'm going to give it to you, you know what I'm saying?
That's where you air them out. First of all, you coming to me because your man can't even pay for this and pay for that. And that's when you air out everything and make them feel stupid.
Mm-hmm. The moment I have one toxic trait when people, when friends, like friends come in, like when it comes to money, like they be like, can I spot you so-and-so? I'm like, and it could be male or female. And I know they dating somebody. I'm like, so where's your nigga? Like, where's your girl? Like, $20. Like that'll be. That's when I'd be like, maybe like, damn, because I have that triangle. I'd be like, so, and then they'd be like, oh, he don't have it. He already gave me a couple dollars. It's not enough. And I'd be like, okay, then I'ma slide you the suit $20. But I'ma always ask you where your man is.
Mm-hmm. And also, and there's some men I could tell, like. I could tell that girl done cut their balls off. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what? I can tell that's not the kind of woman you want to be with. You know what I'm saying? Because you around here giving bad advice, but I could tell your girl done cut your balls off. You know what I'm saying? Or you can't be a man, be like, look, let me work with my dog. You know what I'm saying? I know my dog gonna come through. Because you don't know your dog like your girl do. So don't be with that person that cuts your manhood off, or that man that just puts you on lockdown, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of bad dating advice. Also, y'all got to be wary of the podcast, too. Now, I'm going to Ireland because I've seen some, but I've scrolled past some that they get on the podcast and they just say whatever. Like, I saw this chick talk about if a man does this job, if a man does that job, Oh, you should miss, and where your job at?
Right. They don't have one.
I think people need to read the room and remember who they're dating. Like, you know Reggie, you know, as a supervisor at Walmart in the electronic edition. You can't be wanting them to do this, and that for you, or have your friends that are dating drug dealers and scammers. Why he not doing more for you? Now you're going to go home and lay. Now you're going to put pressure on poor Reggie. Reggie not having to pick up 3 extra shifts at the Walmart because you want to go to Cabo. He don't have it. So yes. It's like, that's the shit I be talking about. It's like, you listen to your friends, or they be on Instagram. They should be opening up their Louis Vuitton. They be opening up Cartier watches, and they be going on trips to Dubai and shit. Now you over here mad at poor Reggie.
You know,
Reggie just trying to love on you.
You mad at poor Reggie because Reggie, but you gotta look at Reggie's mindset. If Reggie has that mindset of this job is just temporary, I'm building to something. God damn it, fuck your friends. I'm riding with Reggie. But Reggie just has the mindset of go to Walmart, go to that job, come on, play 2K, don't do nothing towards the ambition. Ain't got no kind of ambition, not trying to start a company, not doing something ambitious that could lead to more money, or if he's just playing the game and not getting paid for it, because motherfuckers will watch you on Twitch and pay for it and stuff. So
I get it's all that, about but, their ambition. But you know, circumstances make people end up in a position where they are. I know people that are in fast food for 20 something years and they're comfortable with their position. However, what are the significant other that chose to be with them and know that that's where they are in life? If you're so upset with what they're doing and they seem to be okay, move out the way so, you know, so Cheryl can go be with him and could go be with him and be with him and be in with his McDonald's job, that somebody's like okay with that. You don't go and put pressure and stress on somebody that you knew his position. Oh, he don't have no ambition, no goals. Those are the people that lower middle class people, those are the people that keep the world. I'm not saying people shouldn't have ambitions and goals or anything, but there's literal people that are just gonna go to work, go home, sleep, and go back to work, and that's gonna be their life until they die. We can't force hustle culture on everybody. That get the life culture is not for everyone.
Yeah, somebody has to drive the train. Somebody
got to drive the train. Somebody got to drive the bus. Somebody got to, you know, pick up
grind
me trash.
Up a McFlurry. Somebody got to grab me up a McFlurry.
Somebody got to be the trash collector. Somebody got to work at Walmart. Y'all want to order DoorDash every day? Who you think bringing it to you? Reggie. Reggie bringing the DoorDash.
And then also the ones that the girls that's got the man that's getting the bag, you don't know if they happy in that relationship. Because it's easy to show up and brag like, oh, we just went on a trip and we just got me this. But your friends ain't telling you everything. They're not telling you everything.
Right.
Two significant things that happened like last year about the Cheesecake Factory situation, which comes to mind when the topic came up, and the girl that wanted her man to pay for the whole birthday dinner. It'd be stuff like that. You wanted him to do that because of a nice gesture? Did your friends not have any money? Or you wanted it to sum for the gram? My man paid for all my friends. Like, what was it about? And he said he wasn't doing it, then it became an issue. Shorty was late, like the girl, the Cheesecake Factory situation. She was late coming downstairs. They missed their reservation for the nice restaurant he said he was supposed to bring her to. He had to scramble and find something. He ended up taking her to Cheesecake Factory. She wouldn't get out the car. Like, who do you think you are?
You know what? Right then and there, I would have told, like I remember saying this on the podcast, I would have told her, look, that ain't no problem. I will whip this car around. I will take you home. That ain't no problem. And also to the other situation, fellas, don't fucking put yourself in that situation. I don't give a damn how much money you got. Mm-hmm. Don't succumb yourself to paying for everybody. Hell no.
For what? So it's like, people, you don't even know if he was fucked up that day. You don't know what happened to him. He came out and still to celebrate your birthday, probably to pay for your meal and his. You gonna put him on the spot telling him he broke and all this stuff. Like people gotta read the room. Sometimes, even if he is getting to the bag, sometimes the scam, sometimes some of the cards don't pop. Sometimes it's a bad week for a scam. Maybe it'd be a long week. Like, I know people
sometimes lose their money.
Sometimes it's $100,000 a week, and sometimes it's $0 a week.
Yeah, trust me, I've seen it. I'm in the independent business. Some week it pops. Some week you're just weathering the storm, you know. So you never know what kind of week that person having. So you really don't know.
Right. You don't be out here just trying to do things because of social media and trying to like break the bank and try to be with somebody. Like, to circle back to the top of the topic, you gotta know who you're with. If you know out in your heart of heart you want to be with a baller, then leave poor Reggie alone. He can't, you know, you're gonna make him miserable and he's gonna make you miserable because you want certain things that he, you know, what you're gonna do, beat, he should go rob and kill and scam because you want Louis Vuitton and Chanel. Like, he might just be at Walmart for the rest of his life. And either you're gonna figure out a way to be okay with that, or you leave. That's my take on it.
Yeah, and my other take on it is this: the grass ain't always greener on the other side. So you might get somebody that's a baller that can buy you all this, or fellas, you might get you a ball lady that's just taking care of you. You might be able to get you somebody that might want to do all those things for you, but you got to be okay with their flaws. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? No one's perfect nowadays. So you got to be okay with their flaws, because you might have Reg over here. He doing all this, but he treat you right. Meanwhile, the guy that can throw all the money at you, he might be an asshole. You might be number five on his roster. You might not even be in the top five. You might just be the last pick. You might be the last call if they can't get nobody else. You the last pick. You don't know. And also, you don't know what you're going to get. So you better be careful if you want to fuck someone over just because of what profession they have.
For sure.
Agreed.
Listen, I want to thank y'all for joining me on this hour. Thank you. This is fun. Where can the people find your podcast?
Well, you can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast: Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon, Google. And you can also find us on YouTube every Tuesdays at midnight. A new episode drop. And you can follow us at 25 and Over Club on the Instagram,
TikTok. And do we have a Facebook? We have an active Facebook?
No, Facebook.
Bad.
To get up on Facebook. I heard that people love the stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, they hot and cold on it sometimes. Really? They be hot and cold, you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us.
It is what it is. If y'all ever do virtual episodes, I would love to come on y'all podcast. Yes, we do. I guess we're gonna knock on wood, we're gonna manifest it that I will pop up in New York sometime during the summertime, because right now when it's cold as hell. No, you probably see me during the summertime, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully we can get this live episode done, because I'd love to do an episode with you in person. Thank you, listeners, to everybody listening out there for checking in with Liquor Talk. If you want to come on down. The DMs are wide open. Join us, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Twitch, wherever you get your podcasts at. Keep pouring it up. And remember, everything you're going through is just temporary pain. So keep pouring it up and keep it pushing. We out this thing, y'all. Good night.
Bye. And good night.